Podcast was recorded by a posse of crackheads on death row, right? So all them little interludes of prison noises and that, they're for real.
Hello, everybody.
We're back.
Welcome back to UA on the DL, episode number 29.
And we're sure it's 29.
Pretty sure.
Because it's been a little bit of time since we've done
it. It has. It's been a little while since we've done a show, and we apologize for the delay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start out of fashion here. We're going to start with the email of the week, which is actually the email of the month.
It's the email of the month.
So, who is it?
Actually, you know, we do have an email that I need to read. But here, we'll get to that later. Why don't we go ahead and introduce... Here, we'll do the email later. Sorry about that. With you, as always, is your host, ATAC. With me, to my left, is...
El Diablo.
And tonight, and we have a guest in the studio, Sage Emerald, a previous...
He's kind of like a co-host guest.
Well, but tonight on the show, a special guest, we have the one and only Nick from Evil Intent.
Chica-chica.
He's actually got this new sponsor where he has to go at least 12 times during the podcast.
It's like a drinking game.
But Nick, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And so once again, you are this is Nick from Evil Intent. What are you doing these days?
For the people who don't know, tell us about Evil Intent. What is Evil Intent?
Evil Intent is a German based group of three guys: me, Gigantor, and the Enemy. Originally from Atlanta, Georgia, been doing drum and bass for almost 10 years now. Recently, in the last couple of years, we started doing some other types of genres as well.
Which is cool.
But we can get into that in a little bit.
But first,
what kind of brought you into the drum bass side of things?
I don't know. I mean, I was just at a party and I was hungry for new music, and I heard some drum and bass, and I could identify with it. I was into like punk and hardcore and shit like that before that, so you know, it was fast and
nice.
Crazy.
Did you have it? Were there any crazy direct influences you might want to shoot out?
MCD, no.
Influences. I mean, I have a lot. I went through a lot of phases when I was younger. I did a lot of punk rock stuff, Minor Threat, Black Flag, all that.
Hell yeah. Kennedy. Nice.
Then moved on to like gangster rap, which is, you know, a 180 really. But my top three albums, you know, Easy Does It, Easy is
nice,
cemented.
Definitely
in there, you know,
nice.
That's a great album.
You know, every
actually
damn word of the whole album.
I gotta open up a beer so I can pour some out for Easy right now. Yeah. Easy.
But I don't know. I mean, you know, I have a lot of fucking influences. I could get into it, but you know, recently,
what's one influence that nobody would ever think would be an influence for you?
Shit.
Yeah.
Like Neil Diamond or like...
fuck. Put me on the spot.
We like the hardcore questions.
We have a good question coming up for you soon, so...
Frank Sinatra?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean...
What's in your iPod? What'd you jam on the way to the studio today?
Today on the way here, I was actually listening to things that I've been working on the last couple weeks.
So understandably.
I'm one of those guys who just listens to his own shit in the car.
Nice. Nice.
Critiques himself over and over.
So, well, you have the Evil Intent thing going on, and you did also mention that you guys kind of spawned off into your own thing. What else extracurricular from Evil Intent are you doing?
I have a lot of projects going. I got Ludachrist is the one that's taken off lately, and that's with this guy E1 from New York. And he also does another project, Kill the Noise, as well. You guys should look that up.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
I didn't know that.
You're
dope. Kill the Noise is dope.
Yeah, that's E1. Anyway,
Trip out.
Yeah, he's the other half of Ludachrist. We do mashup shit. It's really funny. It's fun. Our shows are crazy. We get dressed up in costumes. We hire dancers to come get on stage and dance.
Hell yeah.
Just, you know, we're trying to turn every show we play into a costume party. Wicked. Which is, I don't know, we just want to do something fun. Anyway, besides that, I have a dubstep thing going called Bro Safari. You know, I say dubstep, but I feel like it's going to turn into something a little different. I'm not going to stick to 140 BPM.
Right.
I'm going to, you know, use some guitar and just, you know, maybe do some vocals and shit like that as well.
So nice.
But besides that, I also have another thing called Minus Music, which is also with E1. And it's down-tempo IDM. We just found a vocalist for it, actually, and he's a really, really talented guy. He sung for a band called The Sound of Animals Fighting and The Autumns. Actually, and to go ahead and do make your job easier, I mentioned the Autumns, and that was one of the tracks I brought to play. It was a remix that Evil Intent did.
Perfect.
Of an Autumns track.
Actually, let's go right into
let's
that
go
real
ahead
quick.
And hear now. It. So this is a tune called it's by the Autumns.
The tune is called Killer and Drag, and it was originally by a band called the Autumns. They're from Los Angeles, and they actually just broke up recently. But this is a Evil Intent remix. It's not drum and bass. It's cool. It's different for us, and I think people like the new direction.
You guys are definitely very spread out.
It's all somber and pretty, so
that's cool.
I don't know.
You are a busy man. I mean, you're working on a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah, man.
That's cool. That's good.
This track is actually available for free online to download too. So
Link
it
off
our MySpace page if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find a link of that on the uaonthedl.com for those who are listening. So definitely that's good to hear.
I was actually going to ask, do you ever feel like you're pigeonholed and like when you present new projects, like people are taking kind of differently because it's not drum bass?
Yeah. At first, that was definitely the way we felt about everything. Going into putting this album out, you know, there's people expect a lot of different things from us, you know, whether it be amens and reese bass or stompy drums and a hip-hop vocal. And I think we kind of, you know, surprised some people with the new album. So people were actually somewhat receptive to it.
That's
great.
You
know, it sold relatively well, you know, and I don't know. We feel good about it, you know.
How do you feel? I mean, how did you feel about, you know, kind of the rise that Evil Intent went through? I mean, I have to say, like, being a drum and bass kind of aficionado, like, seeing your records in every fucking record store, you know, after a couple of years. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was, you know, it's weird because as it was happening, I didn't really pay too much attention to it. You know, I just focused on the music aspect of it. You know, we went out on the road and we got crazy and just, you know, had such a good time throughout the whole period of, you know, our first amount of exposure or whatever. I don't know. It was great, man. It's cool. Like we used to go out and see all these people that we now, you know, can call friends, you know, like, you yeah. know, meaning, you know, like nice. DJs, you know, like people like Hive, Diesel Boy, Tech Itch, you know, like we used to really look up to these guys and, you know, we still do. And, but we can, you know, call them on the phone now and say, what's up, man? How you doing? You know, yeah. So that's really cool, you know, and I hope that when we go into these new genres that we're going into, we can get that same feeling back, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, definitely.
Well, that tune was awesome, and it, once again, tune. It was available for download for free off the website.
You can, you know, I mean, if you just search in Google, you'll probably find it. The track is called Killer and Drag. The band is The Autumns, and it's an Evil Intent remix. You can get it on our MySpace, nice. But there's probably a higher quality version out there. You know, feel free to download it and do what you want.
We're good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, awesome.
You have to go if you play it, though, you have to do that. So.
Well, awesome. So, kind of moving on, you told us about how you're getting started and what you're doing. What do you see yourself doing in, like, you know, even up to 5 years from now?
I really hope that I can get into doing more production work for bands and things like that. I've been doing that recently with a band called the Soviet League. That's actually members of the band that was just playing just now, The Autumns. I really just want to start doing production work and... maybe Gigantor and I were talking about starting like a production company.
Okay.
You know, that's really what we're trying to do and aim at, you know, placing songs in movies and, you know, my ultimate goal is to get a steady job working in the music industry doing something creative, you know?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And all of my projects will go alongside of that, you know?
Cool. So you're in the right place, like
yeah.
I said.
Yeah, that's why I moved out to LA is just, you know, just get out there more.
You
know,
on that note, what do you think of LA?
I love it here. You know, it was hard to make the first initial adjustment to being here. You know, there's a lot of different things between here and Atlanta, but
I bet.
You know, I was kind of lucky coming into it because I knew a lot of people already just from being here playing gigs over the years and things like that. So, I love it, man. I said that earlier today to my girlfriend. We were driving around and. I literally said those words. I said, I love this city.
Yeah, I agree. So, like, I haven't been here that long either, but
yeah,
when I moved here.
It's a true melting pot. You know, you can get whatever you want. You
coming
know,
up on 3 years for myself, and I have to say I love it.
I love it.
Well, wicked.
I love L.A.
So, on the Ludacris tip, I know your shows get... Ludacris, I'm sorry.
You said Ludacris. That was pretty funny.
Ludacris.
I think we might get sued for saying that on
sorry,
this now.
You're right. Ludacris.
That's cool. That's cool.
The Ludacris show, I know they get pretty crazy. Why don't you tell our listeners what they can expect if they go to check out Ludacris?
If you come and you watch a Ludacris show, you can expect to hear hundreds of songs mashed up within, you know, an hour time span. You'll see us. We, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we get dressed up in costumes. We're trying to make it a part of our contract from now on to where every show we play has to be a costume party.
Sweet.
You know, you don't have to dress up, but we're actively encouraging anybody who likes Ludacris to come out and get dressed up, you know, just get fucking crazy.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, besides that, I mean, musically, you know, our setup goes, you know, two laptops. I play a bass and we're trying to work guitar into it as well. And Jake scratches, you know, we have the dancers. I mean, I don't know. It's
What was this thing about how I heard you hired people from Hollywood Boulevard to
yeah,
come
yeah.
dance at the show?
We did that two times now. We did that. Our first LA show was at the Roxy playing for a good friend of mine, Danny. And it was his idea actually to, you know, try to get these guys on stage. So we just went out to Hollywood Boulevard and. Just talked to a couple of them.
How much did it cost you, just out of curiosity?
What kind of question?
You don't have to answer. It's okay.
A couple $100.
People want to know the going rate.
Yeah, you know.
To rent hire a dancer. Gene Simmons.
Yeah, oh, you know, they did it for a fair price.
It was awesome, man. It was the best touch, I think, to the show. And
it was cool.
Any of you listeners out there, go YouTube right now, Ludacris, and there's video.
Yeah, Ludacris at the Roxy. Yeah.
And so definitely go check that out. I have one other question. We talked about one of your video remixes on the show before. It was the Crank That Marta Girl.
Yeah.
Gotta tell us about, like, you know, like, obviously, like, you saw that video. What
I'm
inspired you to make the video?
I was actually in Atlanta when I saw the video, which, you know, I was at home. The video takes place in Atlanta. I felt right at the time. I was there for like a week and a half or something, and I had a day of just kind of sitting on my ass on the couch, and I saw the video, And I immediately just thought, yeah. Ludacris remix.
Nice.
Download it, chopped it up, did the remix real quick.
That is amazing.
If I can get you to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Maria, that's her favorite video of all time. And she links it off her MySpace and everything. So, yeah. If she
there's your shout. What's her name?
Mari.
Mari?
Yeah.
Well, there's your shout out. Crank that Marta forever,
oh, yeah.
Mari.
Oh, yeah. I wish we had a clip of it.
Just to put this out there, because it'll make me feel better. But, like, I kind of feel bad about it in a little sense because, you know, the follow-up story was kind of sad.
It is,
you know,
kind of sad.
What was the follow-up story?
She was being a fucking idiot, and there's no doubt about it. But the follow-up story was that she's bipolar and she's been off her medication and
Oh wow.
You know, her brother like posted this video on YouTube and
apologetic.
Yeah, and he wasn't really like chastising people for making fun of her. He was just trying to explain it.
Right.
Which,
right.
You know, kind of made, you know, if he got on there calling everybody idiots for
it's a real video too, like it's really
Yeah, it's okay. You know, there's a lot of press of it in Atlanta you know, it's a pretty popular video. Right. So.
Well, I mean, we definitely don't want to, you know, bring any negative attention toward that or anything towards you or anything for
No.
It was pop culture and it was hilarious.
Yeah,
and
totally. I mean, I still think it's hilarious. So yeah, that's that. But I just thought I'd feel a little bit better about it.
So, well, I know you brought some more music. Did you bring any Ludacris type stuff?
Yeah. I brought one of the tracks off of our new mix album that's coming out hopefully around the new year. It's going to be Bangfest Volume 2. You can download the first Bangfest off of our website, worshipludacris.com.
Worshipludacris.com.
And this track is called Drive Cars in This Club. It's a mashup of a Cars song and Usher, the Cars song. I don't know what the name is, but
yeah,
you'll know.
You'll know.
And this is just one, you know, this is just like a 1 minute cut out of the mix. I think people are going to really be feeling the new mix.
All right, here it is. Ludacris, UA on the DL.
I do it for the ladies.
Ludacris, y'all.
Hey. We just get started. Yeah, man. Is she searching for somebody that I think you are? Do you mind?
This is the time of the night where you want to grab your lady and show her what the Ludacris taught you.
I really want to get this to Usher.
Yes, if anybody's listening.
Or the radio, you know, down in Atlanta, back home.
Oh, yeah.
I think that this would go over fairly well.
I think it would, too. That was hot. If anybody knows Usher, it might be a cousin, a third uncle who might know Usher.
But wait, didn't you say you went to middle
school? Yeah, I went to school with him when I was a lot younger. In sixth grade, he was in my advisement class. And
see, that's 2 degrees
singing.
Of separation, though. You can, you know,
yeah,
find
basically,
some people
I
who know
him.
Somebody. Who
actually,
knows.
You know, Usher's my boy. I'm just he actually re-sang those vocals just for us.
He came in. Just hanging.
In the studio.
Exclusive.
That's how Nick rolls. That's how Luda rolls.
So we have a question for you, and since you have like a couple like alter egos, we'll say, you can answer a couple different ways. So we ask a question to all of our guests of
yes.
Which, if they're in the history of music, doesn't have to be electronic, in the history of music, if you could eliminate one song and never
from existence
and have it never happen. Maybe
give him the example.
Reed Speed was Funky Town.
She hated
Rick Astley, never going to bring you up.
All right, Trey. Come on.
I know. Everybody says that,
Eskimo
too.
Eskimo said Rick Astley.
Yeah, he said Rick Astley.
You know, I can see where he's coming from with that, but...
Never going to give you
up. You know, the song is... Before the whole Rick Roll thing, me and my friends used to sing that, though, and that provided hours of entertainment.
That's so true. So it benefited in some way.
So
karaoke song.
Karaoke.
You know what? Actually, it just came to me.
Nice.
Crash Test Dummies.
That one could go.
Once there was this boy who
It was a deep song. It had a meaning. It was about a boy.
Because he couldn't go to school.
Fuck that kid.
I was that age.
But once there was this girl too that like she had burns on her face.
Do you want me to take it back?
It's gone. Sage. You have to accept it.
There's plenty of.
That was a good one, though. That was a good.
How about
we
Kokomo?
Haven't heard that one yet.
Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
Oh, definitely. That was out.
Goodbye.
And the Beach Boys were G's at some point, but
no, exactly. That's why that one's got to go, man. I mean, you know.
Look at Brian Wilson, Animal
Beach
Song.
Boys,
no, Animal Noises know. Or whatever. You ever hear the album by Brian Wilson?
Pet
Animal
sounds.
Noise. Pet Sounds.
No, Animal Noises. Animal Noises.
It was something like that.
Pet Sounds, Beach Boys.
It was actually an excellent album, like
crazy.
Way before
exactly.
Time.
Yeah,
it was on
it's
a lot of drugs,
and that is exactly why Kokomo has got to go.
Got to go, wow. Kokomo.
So, well, good. Well answered. Well answered.
Thank you. If I think of more, I'll let you know.
We could probably come up with a list, a definitive list.
Yeah. Well, I can make a
I
list.
I think we're going to make a mix CD. We're going to make a mix CD of all the eliminated
songs. But even
songs
the songs
that
I hate, I like. You know, that's the thing.
Like them, though?
Like, I know.
Whoop,
I
there
know
it is.
Goes.
What about Whoop, There It Is? Could you go
I mean,
your whole
I'm
life
not Ludacris, man. Like, that's our thing. Is
That's true.
You
that's
know
true.
What I'm saying? Like,
that's true, yeah.
As cheesy as it is, it can't. We can save it and make it better.
You're all about saving the bad tracks. Then you think it's a bad track? Tell Luda about it. They'll save it. They will come to your city.
You need a track.
Save your soul.
If you got a track that needs saving,
call Luda Christ. 1-800-LUDACHRIST.
Luda Christ will save you.
They'll come to your state and save your soul.
WorshipLudaChrist.com, everybody. Well, why don't we play another song?
Yes.
Let's do it.
You guys want to hear drum and bass, or you want to hear dubstep? That's pretty much what it's coming down to.
Sage, what do you?
I know what
you
Sage. I know what Sage is gonna say.
I want to hear some good old dubstep.
All right.
Hit me with the dub. Old dubstep will be Digital Mystics.
Dubstep is so new. What is good old dubstep?
Midnight Request Line. That's a classic now. That's not a new
what was
dubstep
the,
track.
What was the dubstep album on the Evil Intent, or the dubstep song on the Evil Intent album?
Yeah, the track was called Gunpowder Plot. You know. Honestly, looking back on it, I think if we were to try again, we could do something a lot better.
I liked it.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, I'm not talking bad about our own stuff. I feel like at the time we had limited exposure to dubstep, but now, you know, I've been into it a little bit lately, and I don't know. I think we could do
a lot
better.
That is all right. Nice. Do you mind if I ask where are you? What part of Atlanta are you from?
Many parts. I mean, before I came out here, I was from like Little Five Points, Candler Park.
Area. Nice, nice.
It's down like east side. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where it's at, man.
That's Zone 6, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Zone 4 is closed.
Zone 4?
Zone 4.
Okay.
The next song, Bro Safari. Yeah, that's one of my dubstep / other moniker, Bro Safari. And the track is called Amazon Rock. And you can download this track also for free. I'm just giving shit away like crazy, man. but you can download this for free at myspace.com/brosafari. I put a zip file up with 3 tracks in it, which you can do whatever you want with. Just don't sell them. So I hope the people listening have speakers hooked up so you can hear the bass.
Yeah.
Because without it, it sounds kind of boring.
I'm going to convince you to go to the club tonight.
Yeah.
In the club.
You're going to call your girl and be like, meet me at the club.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, I like that. Definitely.
I'm to our Scream and Con episode, our last one. It was awesome.
The pool party I missed, I know, that was hot.
Yeah, the pool party you missed. Song and one of my sets coming soon.
So I never really got to experience how it quote unquote used to be, you know what I mean? But now, I mean, as far as I can tell, we're making a decent amount of money, enough to support our label and keep putting out new music.
That's cool.
I mean, that's all you can hope for, you know? And
totally.
We were doing Evil Intent before we could afford to do it, you know? Yeah. You know, we literally sold records out of the back of our car for our first release.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I think things are not as bad as a lot of people like to make it out to be. You know, I think the major labels, they're getting hurt. But, you know, the average guy who's just a good musician who wants to get his stuff out there now has the means to do so. And, you know, beyond that, he can do it for a fair price, and he can reach people in different countries without, you know, doing advertising.
See, I love that aspect. I mean, like, some people are freaked out by the technology of it, but I love it. It makes it just people think that it's just going to be a lot of stolen music, but it's not even that. It's like people can get their music out to the world so much easier now. They could bypass labels. Yeah. They could, you know, go straight.
Thank you,
there.
Internet. I mean, yeah. You know, things are going to change. You know, there's, you know, whether it was from vinyl, you know, cassettes, whatever. Like,
I love it.
Rather than fight it, just accept it and like,
yeah, you know, embrace it. And that's, you know, that's embrace why I put some of these songs up for free online. Yeah. Is because, I mean, I'd rather more people hear it and then maybe like my music enough to buy it in the future.
Yeah.
You know, if I have a proper release for
totally.
It. So,
I hear that. That's cool.
Nice. So do you maybe know offhand, like how many record releases do you have out at the moment?
No idea, man.
Really?
I actually tried to figure that out recently. And it's not that I can't figure it out. It's just that I'm lazy as shit. So, I mean, like, I have a stack of you know, those little 12-inch frames with all of the drum and bass stuff. But at one point, I just stopped keeping up with it. But, I mean, I do have a pile of shit, and there's a lot of them.
Well, that must be a great feeling. I have to say,
absolutely amazing. And that probably came off sounding kind of
no,
like
not
an
at
asshole.
All.
Stuff,
not at all. That sounds great.
But I mean, like, I'm more than thankful for being able to do this
great.
For a living. You know, it's
Well, you're very humble, and like, it's been a pleasure, you know, having you in the studio.
Dude,
for sure.
Thanks for having me, man.
Hell yeah.
Anytime. Do it again sometime.
Oh man, I had some more questions, but I know we have another drum and bass tune, right?
We have one.
Yeah, I got a long drum and bass song that I brought. I was just actually talking about our first release on Evil Intent Recordings. It was a track called Take That. It was by me and Gigantor. And we recently had E1 remix it. And that's this song. It's going to be on E1's EP, which is dropping, you know, any day now in the next couple weeks.
Sweet.
Nice.
If you guys have time for it, that's cool. If not, whatever.
No,
it's
true.
A ridiculously good track.
Question: What are the other guys doing in Evil Intent right now?
Gigantor is—he's actually about to move out here to Los Angeles. Thank God!
Good.
You know,
nice.
I can't wait to have him out here.
He's doing
Computer
Club, right?
Yeah, he does this thing called Computer Club. It's electro, you know, really dirty electro, gritty production. You know, everyone knows that. You know, he's the man when it comes to engineering, and
yeah, he's good.
It really shows in these tracks. He's killing it. He's been playing a lot of shows, traveling a lot. And AJ, the enemy, he's doing this project Treasure Fingers, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard about. You know, he had one of the biggest, you know, electro songs of the summer, across the dance floor. And
nice.
I mean, he's doing it so good. I mean, he's got a manager. He's got a manager. He's getting deals. He's getting remix work. He's, you know, working on an album, I'm pretty sure. And he plays nonstop. The kid is just traveling nonstop, playing shows. So
it sounds like you guys are all.
Yeah, man, we're all
busy.
Really happy, and you know, we're not forgetting about Evil Intent at the same time.
No, it doesn't seem
we're
like
just,
that.
We're just kind of we're actually right now recently we've been talking about refocusing and starting to write. You know, get to work on a new album. That's
you know,
the
I have to ask, how was the gig from your guys' point of view of EDC when you guys all played three together?
It was great, man. That was the, I think that was the first, no, that wasn't the first full live show that we've done. That was just the second one, but.
Really? In existence?
No, that was the third one. We did one in Baltimore. That was our first gig ever with all three of us on laptops.
Oh, okay. So
I'm talking
all live
about
PA.
As far as live. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but you guys have done plenty of like back-to-back
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Plenty of DJ sets where all three of us are there. But the first time we've done it live on laptops.
Right.
But then I was wrong. That was the third time. So.
Word.
But it was sick, man. It was the best show we've played as all three of us.
Yes.
No, hands down. It was crazy.
The response
thousands
was incredible,
people.
Man.
Yeah, it was fun, and
it was good.
We're playing again in the near future. So
nice,
doing
any,
the same
any,
thing here in LA. Yeah, so
hint to his wind?
It'll be sometime right around the new year.
What about the like hardcore the hardcore Evil Intent fans out there? Do you have any like secret tips that you want to tell them? Secret tips? I don't know.
Tips.
You know, like a hint or a spoiler or something that's coming up from the Evil Intent. Camp.
No, I don't, man, because
sorry.
I'm not gonna make some shit up. But
I know you're putting it on.
I think you know the thing is I think that we've always like been very available to our fans in a sense, you know.
I think
they know how we are, and I think that our fans know that we're going to come back with something. You know what I mean? Like if we say we're gonna do it, we're going to do it. Even if it takes a little while.
I have to mention
it
on the show. I think I brought it up right after it happened when we did the show, but. Do you remember that party in Miami where where we were all partying in Miami and all three of you guys were singing.
You know, any story that comes up about Miami, just...
It's okay. It's not that embarrassing.
It was just funny because we were all at a club, at one club that we were playing.
Oh, I remember. I already know what you guys are talking
there
about.
There was a mic being passed around and the song...
Move, bitch, get out of my way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you remember?
Get out of my way.
Gigantor singing it loud as he could.
But no, but here was the funny part, right? Like, the song came on, and they're singing it and everything, and they were singing along with the song, right? Five songs later, they're still singing the fucking song.
Yeah, we have a tendency to overdo it, if you haven't noticed.
That's Miami.
That's pretty evident on our YouTube videos.
I think that's where I met you guys, and so it was definitely a good memory.
That's
Miami.
Cool. Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. I think that party was Ankit's party.
Big ups to Sonus Music and Ankit in Colorado. That was their party.
Ankit's party.
Well, on to the music. What's the name of this tune again?
The track is called Take That. It was originally by Evil Intent, and this is a remix by E1 featuring Mental Sharp, which is, you know, Armani and MC Sharpness from Philly. So, this track is really, really sick, man. Like, I don't get too excited about drum and bass, you know, like to the point where I say, man, this is really fucking sick.
Can't wait.
But some of the bass manipulation that E1 does on this track blows my fucking mind, man.
I wonder if he played it at Respect that night, because he was playing some amazing
I don't know
tracks.
If he did. I was there that night. I don't think he played it that night.
He's playing some good
stuff. You know, it's not
the
most dance floor friendly tune, but it's, as far as just production wise, it's heavy.
Motherfucker.
I have to say, and I hope it's taken the right way, like, if I heard that, I would say Evil Intent.
Light is in the air.
Well, I mean, I guess that's...
It's a complete compliment. Please take
what did you
out.
Say? Wait, what did you say?
I said if I heard that out somewhere, the first if I was to ask who it was, I would think Evil Intent. As I said earlier,
style too, you know what I mean? Like the textures that are going on in the mid-range bass sounds on this track. Like
yeah, even production
like
with that bass,
five times already. But
yeah,
I mean,
no, it's ridiculous.
And this second drop section, the whole thing just gets it's built.
Oh, yeah.
Styles, what is what to expect on the new Evil Intent album, or is it, are you guys gonna just go all over
well,
the board?
Well, no, I mean, you know, this
get
is
crazy.
I mean, this is more, you know, Jake's E1's thing. I mean, you know,
yeah.
He did two tracks that are heavy like this on his EP, and the other two are kind of more like rollers. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is a sound that we all gravitate towards because yeah. It's just, you know, what we're into. We can't help like, it. We want to over process shit and just make it heavy as fuck.
Totally. I mean, E1's sound is really close to your guys' sound. Did you guys know him for a while? Or
yeah, yeah.
What is the relationship in between E1 and Evil Intent? Is he on your label, I'm assuming?
Yeah, yeah. His EP's coming out on our label.
Okay.
Well,
that statement I made earlier, let me clarify. Like, when I think of, like, Evil Intent...
No, you don't need to, man.
No,
really.
No, do you understand what I mean, though? I mean, like,
totally,
you know...
Yeah.
Like,
well,
that
no, it is.
Sound,
it's affiliated with Evil
you guys,
Intent, you know? Like,
yeah,
you
guys
you
clarified
it,
that. You know?
Yeah, well, you hear it, and you think Evil Intent. Well, you know, it's coming out on Evil Intent recording, so yeah. Obviously you can't be too far off. But, yeah, as far as how we met him...
I'm curious.
Was it in school, like 2004 or 5, I think. I played a show in Toronto, and I was hanging out with Ben Sage up there, and I guess he knew Jake. And cool. Jake came up to hang out, and he was just funny as shit. Anybody who knows him knows
he is funny.
Jake knows how he is, and he's funny as hell, man. He's a really fun guy to hang out with, so we just kept in touch. And he had been doing tracks before we had met, but I don't think he was, you know, he hadn't figured out exactly what he was trying to do with it yet.
Right.
And then, yeah, he just kept sending tracks. And I remember one time in particular, he sent over a track, and I was like, man, this is really fucking good.
Nice.
We should
nice.
Work on this together. And, you know, he was totally into it, and we worked on it. And from there, you know, he just started. He booked us to play up there. You know, he'd play in Atlanta, and we'd fly back and forth and send nice. Tracks back and forth online. And, you know, and I've definitely found a good musical partner in him.
No, totally,
you know, like,
absolutely.
You know, I got, like, Minus Music and Ludacris going with him. And
it's funny. One of the first times I ever met him, I played a show in Atlanta. With you guys and Gridlock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was so drunk. He's like, y'all listening to MC Dino.
Dino.
Check it out. Yeah. It was so funny. Dude. I'm like, thanks.
Well, definitely big ups, E1, for that remix. That was hot. And we will expect that on when?
It should be out in the next couple weeks, I think. Evil Intent Recordings. E1, One Nation.
Wicked.
EP.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Well, I mean, we have a couple things to say about the show. First of all, I found our email of the week. Sorry.
We got to piss, man.
We'll go into the email of the week while we're doing it.
So
email of the week.
So the email.
Oh yeah, last one on the left.
The email of the week. It did come in a couple weeks ago, but it's from a listener called Brian. His name is Brian. Last initial W. Big up, Brian.
Yo, what up, Brian?
He says, "What's up to the guys at UA and the DL, and that our shows are always awesome. That we're at the top of the game. We're always crisp, clean in the studio." Big ups.
Crisp, clean.
Big ups, Mr. Dina D on the production skills there.
Thank you.
We asked the artist legit questions, and he's out of the room right now. Do you think we did good with Nick?
I think we asked him some good questions. We could probably ask him some more. If you guys want to ask Nick from Evil Intent a question, write to us at uaonthedl@gmail.com. We'll give him the question. He'll write back to you, straight to your email.
Personally.
So write to us. Let us know if you have any questions. But I think we did good.
Yeah, I think
Sage,
so
did you have any questions for him?
I think you did pretty good.
Thank you. Also, you guys, you should all be following myself, Tack, on Twitter. I got a shout out to Twitter. Because, first of all, you know, I'll save this, actually. I'm going to save this for Nick until he gets back, because Nick's on Twitter, too. So he is as well. So we do want to make an announcement that the show's going to go on hiatus.
Hiatus
for a little bit, because one of the hosts here, Mr. El Diablo, is working on an album. Yes. And how's that going, by the way?
It's going good. I need more time, but it's going good. It's going really good. It's actually hot as fuck. And if you look at my MySpace, you'll see it's going to be out in December.
In December,
so
okay.
So be looking for it.
What's the name
December.
Of it?
That's to come.
To come.
I think it's D-I-Z-D. D-I-Z-D is the name.
D-I-Z-D?
Yeah, Duo and Zen Diagram.
Okay. I thought you did that already. Yeah.
No, that's the name of it, though.
Oh, okay.
There's a series of Duo and Zen Diagrams that come out, actually.
Oh, cool.
This might be number two.
Look out for that album from Mr. MC Dino here. And once again, the show's going to be going on hiatus for a little bit, but we'll be back, and we'll be still providing content, so stay up to the website and the blog and everything like that. Nick is back in the studio, and I was saving something. You guys all need to follow us on Twitter. Nick, how do you feel about Twitter?
Uh-oh, here we go. Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
I know all you guys are on it now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I follow
AJ
all three
turned
of
me
you.
On to it.
I know when you guys are taking a shit when you Twitter.
Nah,
see, that's what I'm saying. That's just too personal for me. I don't want to get that personal.
Man, it's
with
a
people.
Lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And I really highly suggest all of you guys check it out.
I think it's cool, man. It's a good way for people to just keep up with each other.
Yeah,
you know,
pass off links. It's a great fucking networking tool.
That shit.
So, but you know, what's your, my first of all, Twitter name is Tack in LA. Sage Emeralds is?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't even know what mine is.
It's MC.
Mine's
it's
MC
either
Dino.
Sage Emeralds or Psycho Sage, SYCOSAGE. It's one or the other. Just check it out.
I don't know what mine is.
You know what? It's Nick Evil Intent.
No, it's Nick Evil Christ, I think.
Nick Evil Christ is what it is.
It's
K-N-I-C-K
_ E-V-L-C-H-R-S-T. I made it really difficult.
You know what? I'll just link it.
And then you have to enter
in
a password.
I'll link it off the site, but I have to say you update pretty funny shit. Like today when you walked in the studio, I asked you how your food was today.
Yeah. That's kind of
creepy. It's so personal. You see, it's kind of freaky, isn't it? It's kind of freaky. Somebody walks in and is like, oh, you had hot dogs earlier. Hey.
What I think is freaky is those people who broadcast exactly where they are via GPS on Twitter. They're like, I'm here. And I know this one girl who like broadcasted that she was eating like dinner at this restaurant. She GPSed where.
See, what if some psycho like wanted to go and see her and like kill her, rape her, or whatever? You know,
yay, Twitter.
Back to being awesome with Twitter. So I do have a little bit of a news.
Wait, real
story.
You guys ever heard of a I forgot the name. Go ahead. Keep going.
What was it called?
What?
The Dutch. Huh? Oh, keep going. Keep going.
Oh, the thing. what was it again?
No, keep going. I'll remember it.
the Dutch rudder. The Dutch rudder.
No, it's a rudder? Yeah. No, it was the rudder. Was it a rudder?
Tell them what it is.
You know what a Dutch rudder is? I don't think it's a rudder.
Let's hear it.
It makes more sense.
It's
I saw it on a movie today in my work. It was hilarious. Okay, Dutch rudder is where you hold your own dick and somebody moves your arm for you. So it's like,
not really
it's
jerking
like,
off.
You're not really jerking off. You're having somebody do it for you. It's a Dutch rudder. So it's not really gay, you know, because he's not touching your dick. He's just moving your arm. Sorry, I don't know. It was a weird movie.
Yeah, it's getting late. I guess.
It's like I'm calling it a night.
Definitely. I'm sorry. That was
real quick, we should wrap up the show with some things that we've been doing, recent events types of things, right?
You talking about the porn you filmed?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we keep that private. So, first of all, Nick, have you played any recent gigs that are good that you want to talk about?
Yeah, the Ludacris gigs recently have been really good.
Nice.
Here in LA and Evil Intent. You know, I haven't had a gig in a while, kind of by choice.
Okay.
Just because I was trying to spend more time in the studio.
Word.
So, but we got a bunch of shit coming up soon.
Nice.
Kind of jumping back into it and starting to take more offers. So,
What about you, El Diablo?
I have some really good stuff coming up.
How was Quest the other night?
Quest was great. Oh, my God.
With Brian G?
Brian G and Danny Bird. And Danny Bird played one of my favorite sets of the year, I think.
Nice.
Actually, a couple of years. He played this set. One, it was just the most amazing tunes, you know, mixed perfectly, you know, just amazing. And two, it was all on vinyl.
Cool.
And just the stuff he played, was just so good. It was just so, I don't even know what to say. It was just so amazing.
What about Nocturnal? How was Nocturnal for you?
Nocturnal was fun, too. Wow, I barely remember that night. I think that means it was a fun night.
Did you go, too?
Yeah, I was there.
Did you play?
No, I didn't play. I just
was there.
He was as twisted as I was.
Yeah, it was pretty
fun. That night, I was actually DJing in San Francisco that night, and big ups to the Red Line crew for having me up. That party was wicked. R.A.W. was in the crowd, and big ups MC Zizo for emceeing over my set. It was a lot of fun.
No, Nocturnal was fun. Armani was there. Big up to him and Question Mark. Great time. All the DJs that were there were amazing. Quest, Danny Bird was amazing. Brian G was good. It was a good night. And then also coming up, we have Monster Massive.
Yep.
Which is LTJ, Black Sun Empire, myself, Question Mark, Hazen, I'm pretty sure is playing. And that's going to be, you know, if you've ever been to Monster Massive, it's like the most insane costume party of LA.
Pretty sure.
Well, 20,000
people. My boy
people.
Usher is playing there.
Usher's going to be there? Oh, yeah. Wicked.
So,
Paul Van Dyke are doing actually a back-to-back set. Together.
I do want to shout out, the show's going to be coming out Friday, October 10th, and Computer Club is playing in Denver tomorrow night for our friend Maggie.
Nice.
I know Maggie.
Yeah.
Maggie's
big
cool.
ups, Recon and Maggie.
Maggie and Sean, what up?
Yeah. For sure. So, well, I think that really kind of wraps up the show. Once again, as we told you, we're going to be taking a little hiatus. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Keep those emails coming in. And, of course, we'll still be providing content and a lot of cool stuff coming up.
Yes. Sage, would you like to say anything?
Sage, do you want to take us out here?
Oh, Santa. I meant to say, oh, Canada.
Why are you rapping about Canada, singing about Canada?
Danny Boy.
That's Irish.
That's another song that could be erased from.
Danny Boy, that's like a whole Irish pride right there.
I was thinking about the fucking Chumbawamba.
Oh, okay. I got
a whiskey drink.
Oh, my God. That was horrible.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
That
was bad. Good
there we go.
Good looking out.
That was absolutely
so horrible. That's three for me. Just so you guys are.
From all three of your monikers.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Thank you for listening to you and the DL.
Thank you for listening to the show, everybody. Episode number 29 or 30. I could be wrong.
It could be either.
It's one of the two.
Thanks for writing all the emails.
But Nick, thanks for coming to the studio once again.
Thanks for having me. It's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys start back up.
No, we'll definitely be doing more stuff in the future. And we'll maybe if you get your boys in when Gigantor comes out, we'll do another show.
Absolutely.
Me and Gigantor bonded a couple weeks ago. We went to the carnival, the Los Angeles Carnival, with Pasquale and Forrest. It was hilarious. It was like this fair. We rode all these rides. It was so cool.
What was it? The Dutch what?
Did you ride?
We're gonna erase that part.
Did you ride the Ferris wheel?
Shut up! No, it was cool. There's a lot of other people there with us.
Just think of it.
There was chicks there.
MC Dino and Gigantor.
Man was there. Lauren was there.
In the Ferris wheel, holding hands.
There was bitches everywhere.
Pretty sure Mike has Dutch rudder tattooed on his arm.
It's the Dutch.
Got like a mark where you can put your hand to move it forward.
Well, Nate, do you have any shout outs that you want to give out before the end of the show?
Dutch rudder.
Shout outs. I mean, everybody listening, obviously, and all the Evil Intent fans, Ludacris fans, and everybody. I'm not going to name particular names.
No problem.
I'll give a shout out to my girlfriend, Ginger, and all my boys, Evil Intent, Mike, AJ, E1. And I'm not going to say any names, but Let me think of some more names.
No, let me say, I'm not going to say any names, but.
Well, we should definitely John give some shout outs since we are going off the air for a bit. You know, big ups to everybody who's been involved with UA and the DL in the past. Drew from Upgrade. Who else? Yeah. All of our guests and our hosts, Alex Rawson. Who else?
Mr. Xander Nasty. Actually.
Xander Nasty from our very first show. Yeah. We're going to keep the website up, so definitely keep a look at all of our old stuff. Big ups to, you know, everybody that helped things get together. So here we go with our very last time listening to listening to Lily Allen. Big ups Lily Allen for providing our outro music. For
Yay! Thank you for listening, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Oh yeah.
Everything. Everyone.
Did you know I had sex with Lily Allen?
Really?
I did. It was a crazy night in New York. I was drunk. She was there. She heard me MC a little bit. She's like, yeah, I like your style. I'm like, yo, I like your tits.
Time is yours. No, time is mine. It's temperamental. It seems to me we're on a full school.
I don't know what
someone help us, please.